The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Welcome back to When in Rome with Stuart Rome. It's a great little hybrid show. As a matter of fact, it has won us a couple of awards. Stuart Rome is the owner of the Woodhouse Day Spa, birmingham.woodhousespas.com. We got this idea three years ago, and I wanted to do some business with this man, and I love his product. I love his store. The Woodhouse Day Spa is fantastic. It's right there at the summit. And I said, man, you love classic rock as much as I do. You think we could do a show where we get like some type of platform for the day? You name the classic rock songs you want. I'll play whatever you want. And then we'll talk about the spa around it. We take your emails, info@tonycurryradio.net. Those are always fun. So we'll get into those. First of all, Stu, how you doing, brother? Everything good?
Everything's good.
This is fantastic.
I just had a little lunch enjoying the beautiful weather, and got basketball this weekend, and we have Major League Baseball starting up, so everything's good.
It's good. As a matter of fact, you joined us today on ABC 3340, so if you want to see put a face with the voice, you can check out Stuart Rome. That's R-O-M-E on ABC 3340. It's the starting lineup, 10:30 Central Time, right here on ABC, coming up this Saturday morning. You have done a wonderful job, and I didn't even think about doing this, but you take it up the five. I'll say most popular walk-up songs in Major League Baseball, and I didn't really think about it, but then once you said that, and I'm wondering, is Fountains of Wayne, is that actually a walk-up song?
Well, so yeah, they're not officially the five most popular. It's they took a couple of players from each team and they looked at them, and that was one of them, and it was from it's the guy that was on the Pittsburgh Pirates. I think this was done in like 2022. So, but that came from the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's probably not top five, but I was kind of surprised when I saw it there. So I decided I had to include it.
Yeah. Stacy's mom's got to be one of the greatest videos of all time. I mean, it's just so plain and simple, titillating. It's just wonderful. And Rachel Hunter's fan. Whenever I hear that song, I have to pull it up on my phone and watch the video because she is so stinking hot. And that video was great. And I think that was their only hit, right? I don't know if Fountains of Wayne did another song or not, but anyway, it was fantastic.
I didn't even know that was the band. I mean, I've heard of them, but yeah, if you said Stacy's mom, who sang it, I would have probably said, I have no idea.
No doubt. Let's jump into it, man. This song is played everywhere, and I can only imagine how many times we're hearing it here on 2025's opening day of Major League Baseball. Give me your first song.
Yeah, this is pretty obvious. Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the Jungle, GNR, right here on Tony Curry Radio. Make sure you download that Tony Curry Radio app if you're listening to this on a podcast. You're like, well, why am I doing that? Because I'm already listening to the podcast. Well, it's fine because you get the show live. It runs every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 5 o'clock Central Time. So you can hear it on the app. Or, of course, you can check out our podcast available on every major industry out there. And it's just a fantastic show. The Woodhouse Day Spa, when we are doing television today, it's funny because and I know time's flying by, but we just went through St. Patty's Day. We just went through Valentine's Day. Of course, we had, Christmas and all that stuff a few months ago. It's hard to believe it's been 3-4 months already. But it is springtime, brother. We kicked off spring this week, and along with spring comes a lot of weddings. Tell people how they can go and really get their wedding season started off right at the Woodhouse Day Spa.
Yeah, we have, we have that new expansion. I say new, over a year now. And it's pretty incredible. But we have a nice private room in that section. We have the existing relaxation rooms in the existing section. But this is a brand new private party room. We can fit, anywhere from like 12 to 16 people, maybe even 18. So you have a bridal party that wants to come in, and they can have that room, and they can bring in champagne, they can bring in wine, they can bring in catering. We supply the glasses and the tableware and everything else that you need. So you don't have to worry about that. And you basically it's like open season. Each person just picks from the menu the services that they want, and it's that easy. So, give us a ring. That room kind of books up, so you want to do it a little bit early.
And I would say, and we've mentioned this for guys too, and a lot of guys are like, and normally guys go, we'll go to the casino or we'll go gambling somewhere, maybe we'll hit the golf course, something like that. But it doesn't mean you can't also have some spa stuff going on as well, because guys want to look good for that special day. I'm not saying do it, you know, the day before. Don't do it in lieu of a bachelor party. Well, you could, but it's a perfect fit there for guys too.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we have that. We even have a little fold down screen with a high definition projector. So if there was a game on or something, you know, we don't want to be loud, but we could put it on without sound. And you could sit there and watch something while you're waiting before and after your services.
There you go. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. We've always got a bunch of interesting emails. And of course, I was kind of going through just the latest in news in the spa business. It's funny because you never know if you just put the word spa and you just pull up news, you never know what you're going to get. Sometimes we get some good questions. We'll get to those a little bit later on, but we have a couple of other ones. Here's one from Michael. Michael wants to know, what's the most common color of nail color from the Woodhouse Day Spa? I don't think we've ever gotten that question. First of all, is the do the fingers have to match the toes or no? Or do you go different colors?
No.
I don't even know.
No, I mean, we've done different. I mean, a lot of times they do, but a lot of people don't even get the toes painted. They'll just get the nails painted and the toes might be clear. But for the most part, they usually match, but it's not, of course, nothing's mandatory, right?
Yeah.
So, but I would say, I think it depends on the age group, number one, but the most common color is going to be, you know, kind of like your wedding, light pinkish, not too bright, not too dull, just kind of right there in the middle, more toward, pinkish red, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then you have all kind of, you know, way off the wall stuff that, you have pure black. And then you have your bright, bright reds. But I would say in general, it's probably that really light. I don't know what they call it, wedding. There's a bunch of different names. And there's so many shades that are similar. I mean, you could look at one shade and it could be so close to, say, four or five others, you wouldn't know the difference. That's how many different colors they have.
Wow. And when you talk about guys too, hey, we do it too. But do you get that clear stuff? I always like to get one nail painted kind of goofy because I'm usually with my daughter and she always wants to see me do something like that. I know that Penn and Teller, Penn always has, he always has one. I think it's his ring finger on his left hand. It's always painted a style of red that I always notice on television. So you do your thing, but yeah, you can get it. You can get clear. You can do it for toes or whatever like that. And I don't think a lot of guys realize this too, because when you're down at the beach, man, and your feet haven't seen sun for like 4 or 5 months, you want to look nice when you go down the beach, dude. You don't want to be burying your feet in the sand. I know women take care of their feet, but guys need to do that too.
Yeah, and it is not just the look, because as you know, when you're coming up the Woodhouse, we do full service, full 50-minute to an hour full spa pedicures. So we're going to scrape the bottom of the feet. We're going to get all the dead skin off. We're going to make you just feel so much better. So even, you know, the part that you can't really see is going to be taken care of. So you definitely, if you're a guy and you've never had a pedicure, a real pedicure, like a Woodhouse pedicure, you really have to come in and try it.
There you go. Speaking of Stacy from Northport wants to know, is there such thing as a 4 or 6 hand massage?
That we have a 4.
Okay.
Yep. It's, it is 2 therapists basically working on you at the same time. So that's where the 4 hands come from. And they kind of work in conjunction with each other. One will probably be in the shoulder area. The other one's going to be the other side of the table, probably in the lower area. So they're working on 2 different areas on 2 different sides of the body. And it's very well choreographed. Now, it's a pretty cool deal.
Now, I'm sure you've had this done because you obviously have to experience everything at the Woodhouse Day Spa. That almost feels like it would be too much. You know what I mean?
It is a lot.
Yeah, because I'm sure it feels incredible, but it's like scratching 2 itches at one time. You can't really, if you've ever tried to do that, you'll notice that when you're scratching one itch, nothing else itches until you're done scratching it, and then something else itches. So I would imagine, I mean, I'd sure as hell love to do it. Don't get me wrong. But it'd be probably kind of hard to concentrate, would it?
It's I don't know. You kind of ease into it more than you would think. You know? So some people actually fall asleep during it, but we don't book a whole bunch of them. It's on the menu because some people ask for it and it's a great service. But like you said, it's something that, you know, a lot of people will just think right off the bat that, nah, it's going to be a little bit too much for me. But we have it there, you know, for whoever wants to try it out. It's a great service, and you might as well try it once.
I got me a massager. Dr. Josh got me a massage for my birthday. I may have to go in there and re-up a little bit, because that sounds like a bucket list thing, like something you'd have to do at least once in your life. You know what I mean? Because that's pretty amazing stuff. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. He is Stuart Rome. When in Rome with Stuart Rome, a great show, a little hybrid show we do. It runs on Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Of course, it runs 5 days a week right here on TKR, Tony Curry Radio. Thanks to the 100,000 folks who have downloaded our app and, of course, listen every single week. Fresh new shows every single week. We do not take any time off here. So from 6 o'clock in the morning till about 7 o'clock at night, you're getting fresh new shows every single hour on the hour. So make sure you check it out here. Steve in Birmingham wants to know, what profession is most common to get a massage at the Woodhouse Day Spa? That's an interesting question. There's a lot of jobs out there that have a lot of stress. You probably have a lot of doctors. I would think you probably may have some lawyers. What would you say? What profession would you say gets the most massages?
Yeah, it's something I've never run a survey on. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen everything basically at Woodhouse. Of course, you know, your blue collar workers that are working hard and, we work at machinery or construction, and they need a nice deep tissue massage to kind of loosen all those muscles up. We do that. Of course, we have the women, the housewives. We have tons of professionals, attorneys, doctors, you know, small business owners, plenty of those. So it's really a big gambit of people. You know, there's nobody without stress, right?
No doubt.
Yeah, so you know, we service everybody, and I'm sure we've had somebody from just about every profession around.
Yeah, and it's amazing too, because while I'm sitting here looking through some of these headlines, almost every one of them has something to do with the fact that getting a massage, or in this particular case, we're talking about a scalp spa. We talked about doing scalps, I think, last week, and that's something I really, really want to do. I may go in there and do that too, because the idea of someone just rubbing my scalp for an hour just sounds like heaven to me.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, because I get a little uncomfortable because of my back, and I had some surgeries and stuff like that. And I'm afraid I'm going to get a little uncomfortable, but it's amazing because they're all like, this is the ultimate act of self-care. It's like you need, and Dr. Josh used to always talk about that as well. You know, I mean, yes, it's a luxury. It's a wonderful thing, but some people, you know, start going to the Woodhouse Day Spa and they don't realize that, hey, this really makes me feel better. Not only, you know, just because I'm taking care of myself, but from a mental standpoint, it just makes you happy. I mean, it just helps.
I believe in, it's more common in Canada, but, a lot of health insurances in Canada actually pay for the massage services if they're geared toward taking care of an issue that you normally would say have to go to a chiropractor or a regular doctor for. So, be nice to, nice to get something here like Blue Cross, any one of the big ones that would, if maybe not pay for all the massages, give you a certain amount per year that you can use on something like that, you know?
Yeah, you know, they got that, what do they call that? What was it called, the Flex Plan or whatever, where you put money into an account and then at the end of the year. There should be something like that for something along the lines of maybe something that's not covered by insurance, but something where your employer maybe matches what you put in, so you can go have stuff like massage and stuff like that. I think that'd be really good. Let's do some more songs here, because we got a ton of emails. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. These are Major League Baseball walk-up songs. Give me your second one, brother.
Yeah, this is about Pearl Jam, called Alive.
Alive from Pearl Jam. Fantastic song. These are walk-up songs as we celebrate Major League Baseball. We got the Sweet 16 going on this weekend, Elite Eight, Final Four going on the next few days. We cannot wait for that. That's going to be fantastic. Your email is info@TonyCurryRadio.net. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We'll be talking about the website, 6 for $5 deals and more coming up in just a few seconds. We've got Marcy. Marcy wants to know, do you guys ever do any calls? In other words, do you ever go to other people's offices and do massages? I've seen that happen before, where sometimes you can hire a business, and this is usually a one individual to come to the office and do massages for all your employees one day? Is that something the Woodhouse Day Spa does?
We don't, only because, you know, we can't provide the same experience outside the spa as we can in.
Yeah.
And that's what we specialize is the experience itself and not just the service. So it's there's plenty of other people out there that'll do it. So it's not something that we care about really turning down because they certainly can get that done. What we do just get the name out and maybe help some local charities and things like that is, you know, we'll participate in events where we'll have a couple of massage therapists out there with those massage chairs.
Oh,
and
good.
We'll do, yeah, free mini massages and things like that just to, you know, help, like I said, maybe help out a charity and help get the Woodhouse name out. So you'll see us out there sometime doing that.
As a matter of fact, I hit you up early this morning. I've got a little benefit coming up here for a group of young lady friends of mine, and they were asking if I could donate anything, and you were kind enough to donate a beautiful basket. So we really appreciate that. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Steve in Birmingham has heard us talk about flexology points. We've actually talked a lot about this, and it's amazing because people always want to know what the flexology points are. Am I saying it right? Flexology, right?
Well, for the fee, it's reflexology.
Reflexology. Okay, reflexology. He wants to know what's a part of the body that is one of those reflexology points that a lot of people would be surprised by.
You almost have a touch point everywhere that is kind of connected to the feet, mm-hmm. Which is pretty amazing. We talked about this before. There's so many different ones that if you go, the best thing to do is go to Google and Google reflexology diagram or something like that. And it'll show you the bottom of the feet and it'll show you little color coded areas of what part of the feet, what affects what other part of the body. And
really?
It's pretty amazing. Oh yeah. It's pretty amazing. You'll see all these different colors all over the bottom of the feet and they all point to something in the body. So that's probably my best answer is because there's so many different ones.
You know, and the foot is such an interesting little booger bear because, I mean, obviously you're on it all day. Some people have bad feet. Some people have good feet. You know, there's whole sites dedicated to foot fetishes. People are into that. But I have found that if you can get to a woman's foot, you can probably get her to the dinner table. You know what I'm saying? If you can get a woman to let you rub her feet, then and she's into that kind of thing, then it's on. It's a good thing.
Yeah, like your buddy that will only date somebody with the really nice feet.
Yes. He'd walk into bars and say, let me take your shoes off first before I even start. You know? And this was not a good looking dude too. I'm like, man, you've got some balls to be asking women to half the women would have their shoes off in the bar. Yeah. But yeah, he was an interesting bird. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Hey, this band is coming to town here in Nashville, Tennessee on May 20th. I am going to be there, hell or high water. It's ACDC. It's your third song for our walk-up songs for Major League Baseball. What is your ACDC song? I love it.
Yeah, speaking of hell, right?
It's, all right.
Hell's Bells.
Hell's Bells from ACDC, and you will certainly hear that live as they make their way through the North American leg of their tour coming up. They're going to be in Nashville on May 20th, and tickets are outrageously expensive, but we'll figure out a way to go. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net, info at TonyCurryRadio.net. We always get email questions about your 6-for-5 deal. I'll explain what that is and tell people that it never expires. It's fantastic. And I think a lot of people think that once you get the 6-for-5, you have to use them all yourself. No, no, no. You get your 6-for-5 and you can give them out as gifts. You can do whatever you want with them. Tell people about it.
Yeah, we love this package. We love selling it. It's basically you can choose whatever service you want from the menu and you're going to pay for 5. And we're going to give you 6, so you get a completely free service. So let's say you do a long massage, 80 minute, that might be 160, 70 bucks, whatever it is. You're getting that whole thing free. So we're going to put those on your account. They don't expire. You can share them with friends and family. You can make a spa day with 5 other friends and come in and you can use the free one and charge them the full price.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So, it's really flexible. It's my favorite deal because it's not a set package like a lot of times we have at Mother's Day where you get massage, a facial, blah, blah, blah. It's something that you can choose your favorite service, anything on the menu, and you're going to get one free.
There you go. Stuart Rome is his name. He owns the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Just go to their website. It's fantastic. It's easy to navigate. You don't have things popping up. You can get in and out in 3 or 4 minutes if you need to buy a gift card or something like that. And of course, the gift cards are as unique as you are. You can make them look any way you want. I know you're not a dermatologist, but I will ask this question anyway. Carrie wants to know, she's in Greenville, South Carolina. She wants to know, she said, basically, this is kind of a letter, but as a public service, she has been diagnosed with skin cancer. She's not saying what kind of skin cancer it is, so our thoughts and prayers go out with you, Carrie. But she wanted to know how women, specifically women, have changed their ideas on sun care, on skin care, on UV rays. She wanted you to explain what exactly the 20, 30, 40, and 50 mean on SPFs. Can you kind of go through all that stuff? We talked about this before. Hell, we used to put motor oil on our bodies.
Yeah,
I mean, you get baby oil. And now if I put baby oil on my right arm and I go outside, like right now, it's 70 degrees outside, I would burn like hell. And I used to put that stuff on from head to toe. And never get
and burnt. That would peel the skin off.
Oh, yeah.
When it started coming loose.
Yeah,
I guess the awareness these days is much greater, obviously, than it was back then. And everybody knows about it now. You know, all women, even men now, take much better care of their mm-hmm. skin, especially their face. And everybody has a, you know, for the most part, some kind of sunscreen in the car or at the house, you know, and, you know, most women apply it pretty much every day as part of their their regular makeup routine.
Yep.
And we, you know, every facial that we do at the spa, we always end it with when we apply a sunscreen to the face. So that's how important it is to us. But there's various sunscreens that are just made for the face that are less oily, you know, so you're less prone to breaking out. And obviously there's different protections like 10, 20, 30. I think once you get to 30, you know, it's pretty high there. I don't know if it makes a difference to go higher than 30. You might want to do 50 on your face, but it just, in theory, you know, means that you can spend 30 times more out in the sun than if you had no sunscreen on at all. But I think that, it has to do with, you know, how much you sweat, how much you swim, that kind of thing. You have to reapply it. It's not that usually, you know, a lot of these sunscreens say water resistant, but, you know, if you swim a lot or you sweat a lot, you're going to want to reapply because eventually that stuff's going to wear off.
Yeah, and I think what a lot of people don't realize too is you need to buy it like every year. I know I've got a bunch of bottles of it in my bag, and if it does go bad, if it starts getting kind of loosey-goosey or starts getting watered down, I hate to tell you because I know this stuff's expensive, but you need to buy a new bottle every year because it doesn't hold its must. And go ahead.
You should have two. You should have a really good face sunscreen, like I said, like 30 to 50. And you should have a really good body sunscreen if you're going to be, you know, out in the sun, say by the pool or the beach, that's at least 30. And make sure, a lot of people don't think about it too often, but you got to get those ears. You've got to get the ear lobes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've heard of people that just skip the ears, not thinking it's anything. And they've gotten skin cancer on the ear.
Wow. Did you have a part of your body that burns, like the top of my feet burn? I don't know why nowhere else burns, but the top of my feet burn like hell, man. It's crazy.
You see that all the time. I think it's because that skin's probably a little bit thinner. And a lot of people have that every time I go in the sun, the first thing I spray at the top of my feet, because that's going to burn. The rest of my body is, you know, it's obviously going to be, it's usually the shoulder area, but the neck probably because I'm just walking around and the sun's hitting that for the most part. But, you know, I do burn, but I'm kind of lucky that, you know, I get more brown and my face will burn also, but I put stuff on for that. But the top of the feet, by far, is the thing that's going to burn on me first.
There you go. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Fantastic show. When in Rome with Stuart Rome. You'll see Stuart on ABC 3340. By the way, I forgot to mention, we are number one in our time spot. We rank number one here in Birmingham, Alabama from 10:30 to 11 o'clock on ABC 3340. Yeah, I mean, it's, we just go up there and have a good time. We laugh a little bit and we usually record our show a couple days early, but we have a good time with it. So we hope people enjoy that. So make sure you check out Stuart this Saturday morning, on ABC 3340 as we talk about, March Madness, and he even gives out his final four. He does a little fight. He does a little bracketology of different things with the Woodhouse Day Spa. So it's fantastic. All right. A couple of emails that, we have never gotten before. We're going to get into those next, but give me another song here as we celebrate opening day of Major League Baseball. These are our famous walk-up songs. What you got?
Yeah, this one's one I might pick for myself. This is Rage Against the Machine, Bulls on Parade.
Bulls on Parade. Man, I haven't heard that in so long. That's a great song. That's a fantastic song. Yeah, a lot of people believe that they should be inside the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. After hearing that, I may have to agree with them. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Of course, if you want to stop by the Woodhouse Day Spa, it's right there next to Saks Fifth Avenue. They've expanded. Their new expansion is about a little over a year old. It started January of last year. It's fantastic. Check it out. Just walk to the place. And we're more than happy to give you a little field trip to the place. It's fantastic. Or call them at 905-776-7676. Tommy wants to know what he should do if he's coming in and he's got a bad case of poison ivy for a massage.
I wouldn't come in.
Right. I mean, you can't, right? I mean, it's
too, you know, you can spread it up to, a certain day, but I don't know if a therapist is even going to want to, you know, they're going to be scared. They don't want to get poison ivy. So unfortunately, I hate to say that, would prefer you wait till it's done. It's, you know, it's through its course.
I can say we've never gotten that email question before. I was like, dude, it's a little early for poison ivy, isn't it? I mean, it's just spring. Don't you get poison ivy in the summertime or something?
Maybe sometimes, like somebody saying, what do I do if I want to come to the spa and I've got the worst body odor possible?
I know.
Well, I don't think I have a therapist that.
Hey, I've got a bad case of crabs. Can I come in or what? Should I just wait or what? It's like, dude, get a shot. Come see us later. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Patty in Birmingham wants to know, has Stuart Rome ever been to a nude beach? I'll ask that question first. What's your answer?
I have not been to a nude beach.
Really?
I have been to a topless pool in Las Vegas at a couple of different resorts, like the Wynn has one.
Yeah.
I've been to a beach that was topless, I think in the Caribbean somewhere, but it wasn't fully nude.
Yeah.
And from what I hear, most of the people you don't want to see.
No, so. I was in Spain, and there was a person walking towards me that if they weighed a pound less than 300 pounds, I would have lost my lunch. But I was like, it's not like what you think it is. Now, obviously, right. There are parts of the beach that you can find that obviously it looks really, really good. And then I took my ex to Aruba. And they're topless. And I was asking, is it okay if I go, you know, can you go bottomless? And he looked at my wife. He said, she can, but you can't. And I said, oh, okay. So because I was, and my wife wouldn't do it. She wouldn't go topless or bottomless. I was like, do it. I mean, you know, when in Rome, right? Do your thing.
Now the topless pools in Vegas are much better than I would say a nude beach is, because you know, you have things that you might want to see there.
Are there, and I don't know this for sure, but sunburn capabilities, does the areola, does that burn more? The genital area, does that burn more?
I don't know if I should even tell you this, but you have to lather that area up too. And you know, if you have somebody that you really like and then she'll let you do it for, that might be all right. But they have to, you have to protect it just like, you know, every other part of your body. Just use a regular, you know, sunscreen should protect it.
That would be they got special sunscreen for your face. Do they have it for your nuts?
No, I don't think so. I don't even want to look that up.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, exactly. All right, Stuart Rome, tell people how they get in touch with you. Then I want to hear your last song. Tell everyone where you're at, brother.
Yeah, we're in the Summit, down that lower level, right across from Saks Fifth Avenue. Come check us out. Take a tour. It doesn't cost anything if you want to just take a look around. Or you can call us 205-905-7676 or 24/7 on the web. birmingham.woodhousespas.com, and we're going to finish this out with a little Fountains of Wayne.
Oh, man.
And we'll go look at the video after this.
Yes,
Stacy's bomb. Stacy's bomb.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.